T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. An immediate benefit for New York commuters as President Biden is poised to sign the infrastructure bill.
We're not going to raise the fare in the near term, and we're not going to be cutting service, and we want our riders back.
That's MTA CEO and acting chairman Jano Lieber speaking with 1010 Winds, and he tells us what may be done with some of those federal dollars.
Buying new cars, buying zero emissions buses, retrofitting stations so they're ADA compliant with elevators.
Governor Hochul says service cuts planned for 2023 and 24 are now off the table. MTA head Lieber says crime has been down recently in the subways.
Crime really is down, and the stats are all very positive. But we are calling on our friends at the NYPD to deploy the officers. The NYPD, to their credit, has added officers to the transit patrol force, but we want them down on the platform so people feel safe.
The decrease in crime comes as ridership was up by 10 million last month over the month before. A man is under arrest for an armed robbery at the Target in Kipps Bay. Authorities say 42-year-old Dwayne Spaulding walked into the store one morning last month, grabbed a number of expensive items, threatened a security guard with a box cutter, and then walked out without paying. No word on how they tracked him down. Spaulding is facing a single robbery charge. It was no secret that many New Yorkers moved out of town amid the pandemic. Now, a new report tells us how many. According to an analysis of Postal Service change of address forms by City Controller Scott Stringer's office, residential out-migration tripled from 2019 to 2020. And the data say the highest percentage of those heading out left from the city's wealthiest neighborhoods. But Stringer tells 1010 Winds that he doesn't believe the moves were permanent.
We can reimagine the city, and that's what a new mayoral administration is going to get to do, a new streetscapes and green spaces, because one of the things that we knew pre-pandemic and we've known about the city, people are concerned about their work culture, but they also want a livable city.
He says since July of this year, more than 6,000 movers have returned to the city, mainly in the neighborhoods that experienced the greatest exodus. The Thomas Jefferson statue that's been in City Hall since the 1800s has a new home.
The New York City Public Design Commission meeting for only about 2 minutes, which will be a final step for the Thomas Jefferson statue out of the city council chambers. This new address, Central Park West, of the New York Historical Society. The commission thanking the society for taking the statue on as a loan.
And for offering this unique opportunity to contextualize and elucidate the artwork and providing a platform for public discourse about how the artwork, Jefferson, and Levy fit into the history of New York and the country. And very much appreciate that this will be in the public realm.
There was apparently consideration of moving it into the governor's room at City Hall, but after investigating, the commission says there is not enough room in that room. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here at City Hall.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.